This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here as we begin our overview of the News Talk issues and items from this past week. Every week at this time, during this hour, the people who work on the DJV program with me take the opportunity to go through the numbers, the stories, the people that's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you can find this list every week published at Talkers, in fact. So we have the usual 10 stories. They aren't the usual stories, but it's always 10 of them and 10 people. Number 10 this week, ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here to go through the list is technology. Victoria, the technological sort of expert. Not that we aren't all becoming more
enthusiast.
Expert.
Enthusiast. Yes. I'm a tech enthusiast.
Right, expert. That's good. I'll have to remember that. I'll write that. Remind me of that when I introduce you as you do the review of the top 10 technology items of the week. You're a technology enthusiast. So what are you enthused? I suppose we all ought to talk about what we're more enthused. We're on the top of the curve here because we do our program from our respective homes.
I think our country and probably the world has never had to rely on technology as heavily as we have in the last few weeks. People are relying on internet. Internet systems are so far holding up, but they're stretched. Kids are doing homeschooling with Zoom and online learning. People are working from home with Zoom. If Zoom didn't exist right now, I don't know what people would do. Friends are FaceTiming. We've got a happy hour FaceTime, every week with our friends. So it's technology. Is keeping us connected in every possible way.
Wait a minute. Okay, I want to find out about it. This is news to me. You have a happy hour FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
My mom's been doing it with her friends.
Yeah, I have one this weekend, too.
Yeah. Really?
I haven't been invited to any.
Nobody invited me to one of these.
No. What are you going to drink at happy hour? Some orange juice?
Well, no, you're invited. You can drink non-alcoholic stuff. Yeah.
Thanks,
but it's literally the way, like literally and figuratively, that's how we're staying connected. So technology, I would argue, should be further up the list than number 10. But
Maybe. Yeah. All right. So that is part of what our reality is. And that's it. It's a reality check as much as anything else. And you said it was pretty reliable. I guess I would wonder.
So far, everything seems to have been, seems to be holding up. A lot of the telecom companies and internet service providers, I think, have done right by customers. They've removed data caps, knowing that the entire family, you could have a family of four or five people at home. The kids need tablets to do their schoolwork. Parents need to work. So the data, everyone would just be blowing through data like crazy. So they've removed data caps. They've a lot of companies have decided not to throttle any data, which is also nice because especially if kids need online learning, the last thing they need is a slow connection to their teachers. So I think the tech world has stepped up.
So is the AT&T Sprint thing that was finalized this past week, having an impact?
No. If you are a T-Mobile or Sprint customer, you're not going to see any real differences for a few years.
Okay. All right, scams, number 8 on the story list as we get toward, we're moving toward number 1. The scams, the text that you're receiving about the coronavirus probably isn't true. You're probably getting other approaches. My phone's been ringing off the hook this week to the point where I'm answering it and telling the people on the other end where they can go. And it isn't.
It's scams. It's scams, but it's also some of the price gouging and the posting. Because think about what we're all desperately trying to buy. We're all desperately trying to buy cleaning products. We're all trying to buy masks now because that looks like it's going to be a new reality in California now. Everybody's supposed to wear a mask, and it's thought that the federal government's going to issue those warnings as well that everybody should be wearing a mask. That's in demand. Gloves. I had an issue with gloves. Bleach wipes, everything is just at a premium. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking, my mom was trying to find masks, And she was looking all over the place. And she ended up buying some masks on eBay for like $80.
Oh, wow.
I spent $40 on 200 plastic gloves. Now, I'm doing it, and thank God I have the $40 to spend because I want some plastic gloves so I can go get gas and go to the grocery store. But,
well,
you know, for people
but those
who don't,
things,
that's ridiculous.
There should be a law against price gouging. It's,
yes.
There, in this time,
oh, there are plenty of
and
laws.
There is.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it was the Attorney General just a week ago who came out and said, we're going to come after you if we have evidence that you're hoarding.
Well, the gas companies are doing it. Look at the prices in California, still over $3 a gallon. Come on.
Actually, I paid $2.79. I couldn't believe it. I almost cried.
In Jersey, I don't think I've ever remember gas being below $2, and I paid $1.89.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
$1.99 is the national average, or at least
should
it
be
was
way below that.
Yeah.
Even because barrel of oil is $20 now, so it's way, way down. It's one third of what it was when the prices were as they were a month or so ago. So there's a scam right there, or a fraud. I went into, I usually, in circumstances like this, a little corner market, a fruit market that I have that's attached to a farm that's nearby me, and I go get my apples and things there. And so I went there yesterday to get some supplies, some food and things, because they didn't want to go to a big store, and they didn't have a couple of things. So I went to Whole Foods, and the gouging that's going on there is unbelievable. I had two small bags of stuff that cost me $200. I looked at
it. What did you buy?
Just regular food. I bought some gluten-free bread, mostly gluten-free products. And some of the specialty stuff, they've jacked the prices up. It's outrageous. So, all right, so number nine, scams. Number eight, our relationship with China. I don't even want to get started on that. My God.
As Governor Cuomo has been saying, the most pathetic irony of all of this is that now not only are we looking to borrow money from China, but we're also looking to China for all of the supplies.
That
to
needs to be
us.
Changed. The American public needs to stand up and say no more of this. Let's see how much courage Americans have when it comes to not buying this crap. It's made in China.
And
that's one way, again, Ms.
Even more of this, the most important concern that I have about China is our prescription drugs. We have got to get the pharmaceuticals
back
to bring
Puerto
everything
Rico.
Back to here. Or
I wonder if there's somebody
that
can introduce a bill, somebody who's got enough courage to stand up and say, no more prescription drugs made. That's a place to start. And then a bunch
the
of other things.
The one who's really been on this is Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. He's been sort of the one loudest, I think, in all of Congress, saying we need to hold China accountable. We need to ask them more questions. We shouldn't believe what they're telling us. And
that should be the mantra of everybody. Never mind. Find out more information. Get them held responsible. Economically, they've destroyed with their action or inaction the economy of the world. I mean, we're not playing tiddlywinks here. People who are dying because of what they have done. People who have lost all of their assets. People whose lives are ruined by these bastards. It's time they get held accountable. So let's see who stands up and has got the chutzpah to take
that
care of
that. That should be an entire platform of someone running for office.
Yep, absolutely. You're right.
There's enough meat to it for sure. Yep. Because like even Jen said, even our medicines are affected by it. Yeah. So every aspect of our lives,
we've
down to
created
our pet
this
food
monster
that's made
ourselves.
In China that's killing our pets. It's every part of our
it's
life.
Everywhere. Yep, because it's cheap. In a moment, we'll deal with number seven. Celebrities who are falling, who have had the disease, we'll go through a list of those people as we have time on the overview. This is the Talk Radio Review at 16 past the hour. Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you're already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
All right, so we have at number 7 this week on our overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine to discuss those celebrities who have passed. I think we paid attention to this fellow that was, what is it, Wednesday, I think he died, Alan, is it Schlesinger?
Adam Schlesinger, yeah, from yeah. Fountains of Wayne. Yep.
Yeah, right. So there are others probably that need to be underscored. I wonder, Tom Hanks seems to be doing better with his wife, right?
Yeah,
they seem to be fully recovered now.
Yeah. What about Cuomo's brother?
He's on the mend. Yeah. He was talking about having fever dreams and not being able to sleep and losing mm-hmm. some vision in his left eye. And he said he'd swear under oath that his father sat on the bed with him because his fever was so high.
You know, it's really amazing
stuff.
In that family how much they all look alike. The brother is like a father. Yeah.
And he appeared on, I want to say it was Thursday's, the daily briefing that Governor Cuomo does. And so he brought Chris in on Skype and just to have Chris talk about what the symptoms were, how he went through it. He had full body tremors that were so bad, he chipped his own tooth shivering.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was no joke. And he said it's unlike anything he's ever experienced. George Stephanopoulos' wife, Allie Wentworth, she's an actress and a comedian. She has it really bad right now. She's at home and she's sequestered. George is the only one allowed in and out of her bedroom. And she said it's unlike anything she's ever experienced. So these cases are self-resolving. They're, but still, it's no fun. It's no picnic. So this is not something anyone
not
wants to get, even if you're not
healthy. A lot of celebrities are giving of their time and talent to, we all know about their performing at home stuff, but a lot of them are giving a lot of time and talent to, look at all the info about Taylor Swift this week, giving, and there are many others as well.
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Dolly's done a lot. Yep, a lot of people are trying to help out as well they can, and maybe well they should, and they certainly can. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stories and how they relate, the listeners who are in touch with us, things that we are prioritizing for the benefit of the people that listen to the DJV program every day. And so we take all of our experiences, put them together, and apply them to these stories that Talkers Magazine comes up with, the top 10 list of people and stories. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. At number six, the story of how this is affecting our educational systems and what went on before things were on lockdown. I think that I become more disgusted every week with the stories about how, especially on some of the upscale colleges and universities, students were partying. Vanderbilt University in Nashville is the latest one to announce after it closed its dormitories, and they didn't really put... They put the classes online, but they didn't send the kids home, so the kids stayed and partied. And so now they brought all of that stuff. It's so damned irresponsible. I don't get where their parents are. Even if your school's closed, you bring the kids home. But before leaving campus and returning to their homes all around the country, hundreds of Vanderbilt students attended parties. They ignored the school's instructions to go and not to do it, but they didn't force the kids out. So they crowded into dorms and apartments, and they posed for group pictures. Mm. They're all over Instagram.
And now they go home and spread it to their grandparents.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, how selfish. What are you, that? You're in college, you're supposed to be learning something, you morons.
And Vanderbilt's supposed to be pretty smart kids, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's quite quite a good upscale university. But that's just one of the examples of this situation. But then you hear... I guess I got my own experience with my grandson, who's five, who went to preschool this year for the first time, and he's not going, and he's asking his mother and father questions, and they're giving him answers, and he understands it. When I talked to him on Facebook the other day, I said, Miles, what do you think? He said, a lot of people are going to get sick. Oh, okay.
Sad.
Well, yeah, it is.
You know what's really sad for Miles is that he probably thinks all of school is going to be like this, and boy, is he going to be in for it when he has to do a full year. That's what I told Jeff, my fiance and his kids. They're going to get used to this, not being in school all the time. That's a concern.
It sort of speaks to number five on the countdown, the way personal relationships are being handled, family relationships. You were talking earlier about the Friday, what is it, a bar thing? You have a...
Oh, the happy hour, FaceTime happy hour. Or
FaceTime.
Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. So is there a lot more of that? Is that an age thing, or do you think it's happening across the
Jen's mom's doing it, so no.
Yep, it's not an age thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So she's, what, does she get looped with all of her friends that are her age?
Well, looped is a strong word for my mom, but she'll have a glass of wine and she'll sit and just, they chat. They just talk about what they, you know, what they've been watching on TV, what they've been reading, what they've been doing to stay busy, the family. It's cute. It's fun. It's a way for people to see each other and feel connected. I mean, I'm doing a lot of texting with my friends more than ever. I'm texting with people, even though I'm a horrible
texter. So your mother and father having conversation better than the norm? How is that?
My mom and dad?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fine. They talk a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I know they do, but they don't talk about your father's girlfriend. So I wonder
if that's right.
Well, who would want to do that under any circumstance?
Yeah, do you think somebody calls up and says, so let's talk about your relationship? I don't know if that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, well, anyway, so these relationships, though, that are, the good thing is that you have an opportunity to get to know people. I mean, a lot of times people that are married to each other don't really know each other. And they get together and they like each other, or they don't. So what'd you tell me, Victoria, more divorces have been filed in the last two weeks in New York?
Spiking in New York City, over 50% up of divorce filings. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. Work relationships, you wonder how those will be enhanced by the technology of working together that way. It's an interesting world we live in, that's for sure. We continue with our overview of the news.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack Stockwell not among us today, so I thought it would be an appropriate time for us to catch up on some important food news, including the fact that 2.5 million pounds of ready-to-eat taquitos have been recalled because they're contaminated with salmonella and listeria. Wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump does not have coronavirus. He was tested again Thursday using one of the new 15-minute machines, and he's negative. The president was tested back in mid-March after coming into contact with people who tested positive for the virus.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people people fight the virus.
She said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Moving along now, 34 at the hour on our continuing review of the News Talk issues of the week, according to the list of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this weekly overview, plus all the news of the talk hosts and stations around the country. But this is a gargantuan effort to listen to all of these stations and programs come up with what is a pretty respectable list every week. Top 10 stories, News Talk stories. We're at number 4, reviewing just for a second. Technology is number 10. The scams around number 9. Relationship with China, number 8. Celebrities and their dealing with the COVID-19 7. Children and educational process going on or not in the country is number 6. And number 5, personal relationships and how they're changing. We're now at number 4. the politics of all of this, the presidential race. I have chosen on the DJV program to not have us focus on that because I don't think it gets us any place one way or another. I think
is there still a race? Remember back in the good old days when we had time to talk about it?
I know, yeah. Well, I want to turn that around a little bit on the DJV show next week, but not necessarily to gain in talking about politics, but there are lots of other things going on. I am, from my own perspective, my own wheelhouse, tired of listening to these same people drone on and on about Fox and the virus and what is achieved by that. Or the other side, I mean, we all kind of laugh. Even the Democrats are now laughing at Schumer. But what does that get you? It doesn't help solve the problem. It doesn't make life any better. If you want to have a quick word about I just thought it was interesting. Joe Biden has been very visible. Trump certainly has the mic. And although Biden was on
if you want to talk a little politics, if you watch these like shadow briefings or these interviews that he's trying to do, I mean, it's getting painful to watch those. I don't even.
He may not make it through the process. He really may not. Come up with some other. Why? Because I think that there are a lot of people who want to see Cuomo on the top of the ticket.
But that's not going to happen.
But what
people want and what's reality is different.
Exactly. We need to come back to reality. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen.
I mean, you still have two choices at this point. I mean, obviously it looks like it'll be Joe Biden, but you still have Bernie in it. But I think beyond those two.
Does Bernie actually have a path? Because I know he says he does.
Logistically, there is a path, but he'd have to pull off magic tricks to make it work. And anything is possible because all of these states that were supposed to be voting right now in April and in May, they're all postponed to June. So if something crazy happens, who knows?
Yeah, but they're meaningless for the most part. And the political realities have changed so much. So anyway. All right, number three. The economic relief packages, as they've been announced for the individuals and for corporations, how the markets are doing. If you're invested in gas and oil, I'm sorry. If you're invested in technology or health, hooray for you. And maybe now is the time to start buying. I think now is that. I think we're at the bottom, frankly. My instincts tell me we are pretty much at the bottom all the way around. There'll be things that'll happen that'll change our attitude about this in the next week or two. What I thought was the most outrageous example of the week of people, these guys, they just don't get it. They don't have the training. American Airlines they had 11 passengers on a flight. So they put them into three rows because they only bought basic economy. They bought the cheapest seats, and the cheapest seats are in the back of the plane, the last three rows, and they put all of them in those three rows. Are you that stupid that you don't get what that imagery looks like? I just don't. I mean, I fly American all the time. And I don't like doing it. I do it, and people say, well, why do you do it then? Because I have so many miles, I get an easy upgrade. But the way they run that damn airline, this is just indicative of it. Maybe the others, they're all so big, the Delta, United problems, probably somebody's pulled something stupid like that. But there are so many employees you can't control, you can't manage them, they're too big. So maybe one of the things that comes out of all of this is that we'll have some upstart companies in every field that'll come along, be leaner and meaner and be able to, not necessarily meaner, but you know what I'm saying, that'll come along. Harder to do in a business like the airline business, but I think a lot of businesses, some of the statisticians are saying one out of every five small businesses will go out of business. Barbara Corcoran has said in an interview with the lady on Shark Tank that she figures most of the businesses that she started as a result of Shark Tank will go out of business, depending on how long this lasts. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why would you say that, though? I mean, to your employees. Wasn't smart.
Well, she's pretty blunt. I don't think she...
Yeah, okay. Well, you can be blunt to a fault.
Yeah.
Any other observations? Your husband is an example. Well, both of you, Jennifer, your fiancé, is he working at home or is he going into the hospital or what is he doing? How is he
managing? He's doing a little bit of both. So he actually works in the office building across the street from the hospital, so he doesn't go in every single day to the hospital, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been moving all of his employees home and he's almost done with that, so he'll be able to work at home. But he had this catastrophic call with the planners this week, and they want him now to start working in like the check-in area of the emergency room where they're going to be triaging people in the parking lot with tents. And they need all of the administration staff.
There's the new normal there.
Yeah, and they want all the administration staff to do it. They all have to take a couple of shifts for the next 5 weeks, and it's scary. You know, I don't know exactly what we're gonna do. He's got his dad living with him, who's a little bit, you know, a little older. We're all a little older, I guess, mm-hmm. and his two kids. So it's rough.
Well, and your husband's working from home now, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to do, using technology, you can do everything you can do at the office. So will that be the new normal when all of this goes away?
I don't think so.
What would happen if it was? What would your relationship be like if he was, you know, it's okay, we're having fun now, but how are you, work at home? If he worked at home, what would that do to the...
Well, I guess the difference would be, are we allowed to go back out into public? So, like, if I can go and work out and go to my spin class and he's still at home working, then that's fine. But if this goes on where you're both working at home and you also can't go out in public, then that's tough. And that, we're fine. We're lucky. But I have friends who, you know, are having, they're struggling with it. It's not easy. You know, relationships get...
It's a lot of together time. And when you're in New York, especially, I think I was thinking about those people who are living in 500 square foot apartments. I mean,
$1 million for.
Yeah, at least on the West Coast, most people have a little bit extra space to
yard
around a little bit.
You can go outside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, number two on our list here is an overview of the system and how it's being taxed. I thought it was, as we look through at the end of the week when we put this program together, the big hotspot is not New York, is not Los Angeles, not Chicago, but Louisiana. And the hotspots that are there, this is the epicenter now of the crisis as it still goes up the hill. I think a lot of data suggests that the apex has been reached in New York and in Los Angeles.
No, it hasn't hit New York yet.
No, well, I think it has in Los Angeles.
No, are you kidding?
No, not the end of the month.
I'm saying with the number of people, the numbers of people affected, dying, and that sort of thing.
No, New York is still,
they don't even know, 21 days away
from the apex. You're talking about the apex, and so there, it's 21
different
days.
Different definitions of it. Maybe I should more...
Well, the apex that everyone else is using is the peak of it. So the peak is still 21 days away. I know.
Apex.
But we don't want to give false information.
No, but I do want to give people hope that this isn't going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
It won't. It won't.
Yeah. So...
I don't know. They're saying that next week is going to be really tough in L.A., the following week even worse, and probably by the end of April is when we'll hit kind of...
Well, there are 10,000 cases in California now, right?
Right. But that's kind of a drop in the bucket when you look at New York.
200 are dead. Right. But when you compare it to New York, even Massachusetts is up close to those numbers, as a matter of fact, given the fact that it's a much smaller state. Massachusetts has
been... Well, look at Louisiana. 2,700 cases in one day.
One day. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day. 44 past the hour. We get to number one after this. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Ariston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, now we are into number one land here. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues, who every week in the Talk Radio Review go through the items from Talkers Magazine. So, number one is a focus on the statistics, projections, some of the stuff we were just talking about. One of the things that I sort of got a kick out of, I don't know if that's the right word, the right phrase, but people asking whether or not someone who's healthy or who looks healthy can still get the virus. Of course, you dummies. Yeah.
Yep.
Anybody can get the
virus. We could all
stuff.
Be vectors.
Right? Be,
that's the, right. We could all be carriers of it. So that's the danger.
And actually, before the symptoms show up, right before that is when we are the most contagious.
Yeah.
Right.
The first
exactly.
week, they say, yeah.
Yep. And my doctor, who's on the air with us, Dr. Ken Cronaut, said, I probably had a touch of it myself after I'd come across the country. Hard for anybody going through that experience not to be exposed to all kinds of stuff. No matter how good your immune system is, you still are going to be susceptible to it. I would like to spend a minute talking about this captain who was on the aircraft carrier. The Navy has decided to relieve him of his command. This is the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. He kept asking for help. He's got thousands of men, apparently, on in the crew who have this. And he sent a letter requesting help to stop the spread of it and get the sailors off the ship. 93 of them apparently are very sick. And so the brass didn't like it, and they yanked him off of the ship, saying that he may be under too much stress to be a thoughtful commander. Come on.
Sounds like he's doing exactly what a commander should do.
Right.
He's protecting the soldier. I don't know. That sounds very shady.
Yep. Doesn't sound like an honorable way to.
No.
It's just, and in this time when eyes are on it, it's so small. It's the pettiness of some of these things. I would think the guy would be a hero trying to.
Well,
take
and
care
I would actually
men.
Ask how they all got it and spread it around. Maybe there's some.
That's a good question.
As, you know,
yeah.
before we totally go to his defense, we should probably see what happened.
Well, but he didn't give it to him.
Captain, though. No, I don't think he gave it to him, but were there bad practices going on the ship? Like, what happened leading up to that, I guess, would be my question.
Well, that's a question we won't answer now, Jennifer, because we're out of time. Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass.
but Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policy started just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you?
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Car time, car talk. The man who is here from rautoexpert.com is Nick Miles, known nationally and internationally as a bon vivant when it comes to the automobile industry. So we're going to talk about the virus and what that's doing to buying and how you can get a deal for a dollar down and the chase is on, all that kind of good stuff in a matter of moments. Recent events have had a global impact across all industries as businesses reduce their hours in an effort to keep communities safe. Andy Solomon shares how the automotive industry and consumers can better navigate these uncharted waters.
The coronavirus pandemic has upended our daily routines. Businesses are forced to cut hours, and social gatherings, entertainment, and sporting events have been postponed or canceled outright. In these trying times, many auto companies are announcing changes to new car production, leaving many consumers wondering, what's next? Executive editor for Auto Trader, Brian Moody.
While no one can predict the future, staying informed is our best defense. That's why Auto Trader is offering ongoing updates and answers to your potential questions like, are service departments open? Is now a good time to finance? And what if I can't make my car payment?
While many dealerships are temporarily closing their doors, online deals and incentives are still being offered.
It's highly likely that if you really need a car, you can still purchase one. And now could be a good time to finance because interest rates have been cut and there are plenty of incentives, including 0% financing, to encourage you to find that new car.
Visit autotrader.com for up-to-date automotive information, tips, and answers to your latest questions.
All right, so Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. So did you like my description of you as Mr. Bon Vivant?
I've never been called a ball vivant before. But,
no,
I like it.
Sure, put that on your hat, or maybe make a sweatshirt. I am a ball vivant car guy. So the question I put forth here about navigating the uncharted waters: there have been times when sales of cars have gone into the bucket. I guess we could go back 10, 11 years with the 2008-2009 crash. Are things off that much or more?
Way more.
Way more. Okay, so explain what's going on.
Yeah, so 2009, we saw the auto industry down 37%, which was what we thought the end of the world at that time. I mean, it was just unbelievable after the financial crisis of 2008-2009. All except one company, and I'll explain that in a minute, but this time around, it looks like a lot of companies in March reporting sales figures of a 50% drop or close to. Now, it's difficult to navigate some of those sales figures that come out the first of every quarter, so April 1st denoted the beginning of the second quarter, and therefore we got the first quarter sales information. But a lot of companies like General Motors and Ford only report 3 months sales figures together. So it's hard to look at what actually happened in the COVID-19 March. But it does look like when we extract some of those figures, they were down overall for 3 months around 12%, and up to different companies having different results, but up to 50% sales down in March, which is an absolutely incredible drop and the biggest we've ever seen in recorded history.
So, what does that do to manufacturing? A lot of the stuff comes from China. Hopefully that will change in the new world order. But for now, have all the plants shut down? Are they, how much of a supply are they ahead? 3-4 months in stock now, right?
Right. I mean, depending on what the brand is, some brands can have cars on lots for about half a year, about 3 months, but all factories shut down. I mean, Italy is starting to sort of get its feet back together again in some areas and some places where they produce cars. In the United States, factories are idle. Ford did have plans to reopen some of its truck factories on April 6th, but they soon abandoned those when they realized this was getting much more serious and that they weren't going to do production as normal. I mean, as normal is going to be a word that we're probably not going to hear for a very long time. And those factories have been turned into making medical supplies.
So what about the details of the deals? You still see lots of car ads, hear a lot of them on the radio. What are the deals? They're pretty significant, aren't they?
They are. We're not seeing a huge amount off the hood of cars because cars are going to be in short supply, so the price isn't going to drop. But what is happening is some companies are starting to offer incentives to still buy a car and not worry too much about not being able to make your payment. So, for instance, Ford and Hyundai have plans where if you should lose your job because of COVID-19, Hyundai Assurance Plan will pay your payments for 6 months. And jumping back to 2009, when they brought the assurance plan back in 2009, they were the only company up by 14%, everybody else down. So you can get a good deal.
Right. All right. Nick Miles, go to his website if you think about buying a car at this time, rautoexpert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.